Hello, everyone, and welcome to the June 18th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for June 18th to June 25th and beyond? Well, there's lots of astrological events to talk about this week. Today, Sunday, June 18th, Mercury changes signs, leaving Taurus and entering Gemini. Gemini is one of Mercury's signs, so Mercury's significations do well in this sign. Mercury is the planet of data and communication. Gemini loves information and opinions. Mercury is study and learning. Gemini is the sign of ideas and reasons. Ah, but all is not well with Mercury transiting in Gemini because already transiting here is Mars, the enemy of Mercury. As the week advances, Mercury gets closer and closer to Mars. Being the planet of conflict, Mars distorts the energy of rational Mercury, turning Mercury into a malefic planet. Mars is the planet of haste and impatience, which negatively influences Mercury's qualities of rational thinking and making intelligent decisions. Mars is the planet of aggression and conflict. Mars influences Mercury, the communication planet, to speak harshly, engage in backbiting, expressions of anger, and so forth. Since Mercury moves faster than Mars, it will catch up to Mars in just 10 days. The exact conjunction of Mercury and Mars will be on June 28th, at 21 degrees Gemini. This week, as Mercury draws closer to Mars, problematic events associated with distorted data, angry speech, accusations, fake news, and so forth will become more and more frequent. Fortunately, the association of Mercury with Mars will only last a couple of weeks. On July 2nd, Mercury separates from Mars by moving into Cancer. But, since Mars is still in Mercury's sign Gemini, Mars will still be having an effect on Mercury. Saturn changes signs on June 20th. But Saturn is not changing signs in the normal forward direction. Since it is retrograde, Saturn changes signs in reverse. It is backing into Scorpio. Scorpio is not the best position for Saturn because Mars, the ruler of Scorpio, is one of Saturn's enemies. Saturn's energy for restriction and control, combined with Scorpio's instinct for power, gives rise to ruthlessness, even cruelty. Saturn's signification of organizations plus Scorpio's predisposition for covert activities encourages the clandestine organizations like spy agencies, criminal enterprises, terrorist groups, and so on. Scorpio is the sign of secrets and investigations. Saturn is the reality check planet. In its new position at the end of Scorpio, retrograde Saturn is uniquely situated to have a big impact on Donald Trump's astrology chart. He has his natal moon at the end of Scorpio, and directly opposite is his natal sun. Neither the sun nor the moon appreciate the influence of retrograde Saturn. The reality check planet is about to teach the President in Training, Some Harsh Lessons. Saturn's retrograde motion in Scorpio ends at 27 degrees Scorpio on August 25th. The planet will then slowly resume forward motion, still in Scorpio, finally re-entering Sagittarius on October 25th. Since Scorpio is one of the signs ruled by Mars, the problematic energy of retrograde Saturn in Scorpio will be absorbed by Mars, making Mars more virulent than usual. Furthermore, there is Uranus, the planet of rebellion and disruption, in Aries, the other sign ruled by Mars. So, Mars is representing, or dispositing, both Saturn and Uranus, making this a really nasty, energized Mars, which is afflicting Mercury, the planet of rational thinking. And that's not all. Mars is now in position to send a square aspect to Jupiter, which will be exact on Sunday, June 25th. Jupiter is the planet of truth and justice, now being attacked by Mars, planet of force and impatience. This planetary pattern adds more energy into what has already been a featured news item, the obstruction of justice, which is a main component of Special Counsel Mueller's probe into the Trump-Russia affair. Oh yeah, and before I forget, there's another thing happening this week. A new moon in Gemini, and guess what? It's conjunct the Mars-Mercury combination, and thus adds more energy for Mars-Mercury events during this lunar month. This will be the Hindu lunar month of Ashada, named for the nakshatra of the full moon Purva Ashada, which will be on July 8th. Purva Ashada is nicknamed the Unsubdued, which sounds like a suitable title for a lunar month that begins with such a strong Mars overtone. Oh yes, and note how the full moon will be aspected by Mars and closely associated with Pluto. Whoopee. So, what can we expect from all this? Well, in your own life, find the house in your astrology chart where the sign Gemini is, and keep a careful watch on this part of your life during the coming weeks. On the world stage, you can expect things to get pretty heated. Mercury is the planet of communications and information, so the media will be on full tilt with lots of breaking news, pundits pontificating, theorists theorizing, and so on. And now, before leaving you, a gentle reminder. The Astrology News Report needs your financial support. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.